רנדק, היי המדבי.
תנא רבנן, שלושה הקדוש ברוך הוא בויך עליהם בכל יום. The three people הקדוש ברוך הוא בויך עליהם, cries on them. על שאפשר להסיק בתורה ואין עסק, ועל שאי אפשר להסיק בתורה ועסק, ועל פרנס המסגויל על הציבור. So the first case and the third case, we can understand the boich aleihem. It's possible he's efshe lasik b'teire, he has this opportunity, ve'ene oisik, so something but to cry about. Also, parnes hamizgoel etzibo, he was given also the opportunity to be a manik, and he used this, he's mizgoel etzibo. He's not using the opportunity correctly. But the second case, Bal she'i efshe lasik b'teire, v'oisik, so l'cheire, what's there to be b'eche? It's a efshe lasik b'teire v'oisik. It's very good. So there are a few pshatim in this gemara. Others say that lasik b'teire, the Taz, Ner Chaim says that the perish of lasik b'teire is derech pilpul, derech kushi b'teretz, that's lasik b'teire, to make an asik out of it. There are some people which are not mesugul to be mechadish chidushe teire. And therefore, if one is mechadish teire, and he's not a barhochi, so the chidushim, that means, so that's yev shaloi lasik b'teire. Ufarem for teish v'zakash, ufarem for rabbekeveg v'zakash, he's a lav barhochi. It's bekannt, there was a maise, someone once came to Rab Chaim Volozhiner, and he told him he wants to tell him he couldn't pronounce a sheen too well. It sounded like a sheen. He told him he wants to tell him a beautiful piris and peiris and mesechtes d'mai. He told him a shtik teire which was nishke steigen nishke floigen. He told him something which was very, very nitzum zach. Rab Chaim Volozhiner told him it's take peiris d'mai, he told him. It's peiris of an amoritz. Then later he chapzach that he had insulted a yid and it was mamash shreklach. He was searching and looking for him to ask him mechile till the goyim told him this was an asayim in a shemayim and they were moichel him. But al kaponim, there is such an inyan, peiris d'mai, that means if a person is not roi to be mechadish b'teire, so he shouldn't be mechadish. That's pshat, v'al shi ev shel asik b'teire v'oisik. That's one pshat. Others say pshat that there are certain times that one should not be oisik b'teire. There's dinim that there's a mitzvah that's mutal olav v'yevshel iskayma yedei acherim. So then the din is, then you're mevatlan talmud teire, you do the mitzvah. Others say, for example, there's a person who was blessed with panose, and his tafkid is to be a teimach diaraisa. Let's say there are certain zmanim, Purim, Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is a zman mesugol to give tzedakah, and he'll go and run away in a beis medrash, and he'll be Isaac b'teire. No one will bother him. No one will come to him. That's not by him. By him today is not a day of lasik b'teire. Yev shalei lasik b'teire. He has another chiyuv. He has a chiyuv to be machzik aniyim. I once heard a meirdik maise that there was once a gvir that davened by the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi heard that Yom Kippur stood a whole day. So he was very disturbed about this. So he said that after Yom Kippur, this person, this Balabos, should come to him. So this Balabos came to him, and he asked him, I heard you stood the whole day Yom Kippur. So he said, yes. He says, do you have a makir for this? He says, yeah, there's an idiot for down the Shulchan Aruch to be medamel malachim, and just like, so there's an idiot to stand. So he says, what is a gevir supposed to do Erev Yom Kippurim? He says, Erev Yom Kippurim, he's supposed to go around from house to house and to give tzedakah to the aniyei ha'ir, that when it comes Yom Kippur, shouldn't be able to stand on his feet. And if you could stand on your feet Yom Kippur, so that means Erev Yom Kippur, you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. So what are you shtoltz with? That's what the Beis Halevi told him. So al koponim, that's how others learn pshat. Yevshaloi lasik b'toyre. By imitz, it's mutl. There's a mitzvah she yevshaloi skayma yidei acherim, and that's his mitzvah. But Isaac, and he's Isaac b'toyre. Or I saw once from in time of the Krov from a goyim Rav Chaim Knievsky shlita. He brings down a person will learn by chazoras hashatz by kaddish. Then will be a masbit. That's not the time. Then it's a yevshel. Then he has to listen to chazoras hashatz. Then he's Isaac b'teira. Then he has a gemara. Then he's a big masmid. A kodesh boichu boiche olov. Rabbi Avinokid Sefer Kinnis v'kokori begave. Rabbi was learning Eicha. Kimoto lahai psuke hishlich mishamayim eretz. Nofal minyode. So the kinnis fell from his hand when he said this posik. So he saw this was a simin min hashamayim. Omar meigro rom lebira amikte. This is mishamayim eretz. That's from the teferes hishlich shvam mishamayim eretz teferes Yisrael. That's from the greatest Mokim Gavoya to the deepest Mokim, that's Me'igra Rom Lebira Amikta. The Ein Eliyo wants to say Pshat in this Gemara. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Roy to be Mashiach. And that he wasn't Mashiach because the Deir wasn't Zayche. So he says, a yesod, that when there's a zman of rachmim, and machmes ta avoynes ha-doer, the rachmim becomes bottle, so then it's mahapchem midas ha-rachmim, rachmonon utzlon l'midas ha-din. And then there's amuridike midas ha-din. And he says, it's brought down in Sforim, that shnas tach, brought down in Zeira Kodesh, that was a zman that was mesugel legeule, and there was shreklich exeris in shnas tach, and it was he. That means if there was such a zman mesugel legeule and lerachmim, and they were ma'abed the zman, the doir was ma'abed the zman, so that's ma'ira gewaldike kitrug and a gewaldike midas hadim. So that was Rabbeinu HaKodesh when he learned this posik. That means there was a possibility in his doer that the Tiferes Yisrael should be, that it should be as mana gula, as mana Yeshua. But then it didn't come about, so it was hishlich mishamayim eretz. It was meigra rom lebira amikto. That means the possibilities were so great, and since they lost the possibility, so memele, it's a hashlochev lebira amikto. Rabbi v'Rabchia aveshokli v'ozli b'urchem. Rabbi and Rabchia were walking on a path. Kimotu lahu moso, when they came to a city, omri ike tzuva merabonim hoche nezel v'nekabel ape. Is there a Talmud Chochem here? We'll be mekabel ponim. Omri, so they said, ike tzuva merabonim hoche, there is a Talmud Chochem here. But he's blind. Omar lei Rabchia le Rebbe. So Rabchia told Rebbe, Tivat, you remained here. Loi tizalzo benisiyu osecho. You shouldn't be mizalzo, you're the nasi hadar. Don't be mizalzo with your nasiyas to go me mekabu ponim this sume. Ezel ano va'akbe lape. I'll go and I'll be mekabu ponim. You don't have to go. It's a zilzo on the nasiyas. Tokvei va'ozal bade. But Rebbe was insistent and he held on to Rabbi Chiya and he went together with him. When they left this Sumer, this Talmud Chochim, Omar Lohusa, he told them, Atem hikbaltem ponim hanirim ve'enam roi. You are mekabel upon him that can be seen, but that does not see, because he was a Sumer. Tisku lahakbel ponim horoyim ve'enam nirim. She should be zoiche to be mekabel ponim horoyim ve'enam nirim that goes on the Shechina. Omaloi eichoi hashato menato mehai bilchese. So he says, if I would have listened to you, so Rebbe told Rabbi Chiya, if I would have listened to you, I wouldn't have had this opportunity to have this broche. Amru lei miman shmi eloch, who did you hear from? So Rabbi Chiya asked Rebbe, who did you hear from? There's such a gewaldike inyan to be mekabel penei chocham. So he told him, Mipilki de Rav Yaakov Shemili. I heard from the Shir of Rav Yaakov. The Rav Yaakov ish kvach itaya have a magbal ape de rabbe kol yoyme. Rav Yaakov used to be mekabel ponim, his rebbe, every day. Kikosh, when he became old and it became difficult for him to be mekabel to the pnei rabbi, Omru loy, loy nitztayr mar de loyoch, you shouldn't be mitzay yourself, it's difficult for you, you can't. Loyoch il mar. Omar loy, so he answered them, mizuter maider siv bohu berabon, is this a small thing that says by Tamidei Chachomim, vichi oid lo netzach, lo yire hashochas ki yire chachomim yamusu. It says, so he learned Shan the Pasuk, V'chi oid lo netzach, lo yira ashochas, ki yira chachomim yamuso. If we'll see chachomim b'shas misosom, it'll be v'chi oid lo netzach. Uma haroye chachomim b'misosom, yichye b'chayeyem alachas kamo v'kamo. This is a difficult Gemara to understand. The Maise, the Yaris Vash says, Amir de Kipshat, there's a few problems in this Gemara. The problem is that Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya came to a city and they wanted to be mekabel ponim, the Talmud Chochem in the city. Then they told him he's blind. Then all of a sudden, Rabbi Chiya told Rebbe, you should not be mezalzel your nesiyas. That means if he wouldn't be blind, it's not called a zuzel. Since he's blind, so that's why he told him you shouldn't be mezalzel the nesiyas. What does one thing have a shaykhis with the other? So the Yaris Dvash explains this two in Yonim, when one sees a tzaddik or a Talmud Chochem. One pshat is that a person sees a tzaddik, so he gets from that a gewaldike hashpo von toiv and broche. We find, the Gemara says, that Dach Merebi says, Haide mechadadno mechavraya dechazise l'rameya meyachoyre. That he attributed his godless, his chidud, because he was once zeichet to see Rameya, the back of Rameya. If he would have seen Rameya, the face of Rameya, it would have been more mechudud. So we see the just looking at a tzaddik, at a Talmud Chochem, at a godel, one is zeichet a gewaldike hashpo. is another Te'elis. That what the tzaddik looks at him. A riya of a tzaddik is also lebroche. So before they knew that this Talmud Chochem is blind, so Briya held like this, that Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was the Godol Adir, the Nasi, would get a Te'elis from seeing this Tzaddik, the Bechine of that we saw, Rameya Me'achayrov. That is only applicable if this person is greater than him. So by looking at him, one can be the Mekabula Hashpo of Godless. But that is only if this person is greater than him. If he's not greater than him, if Akert, if the Roye is greater than the one he's looking at, so he won't become this Gadol by looking at him. But there's another Inyan. There's another Inyan that with the Tzaddik alone looks at someone that also is a Hashpo of Broche. So Memele, so before they found out that he was a Sume, so Rab Chiya wasn't Meineya Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He didn't know that it's not a Zilzul on his COVID, because that what the Tzaddik will look at him, so that alone is an Inyan of Broche. The Riyah Shal Tzaddik LeBroche. But when he found out he was a Sume, so that won't be. So the whole Inyan will be that Rabbeinu HaKodesh will look at him. But since Rabbeinu HaKodesh was greater than him, so he won't be mekabel anything from him. So it's a zilzul in the kvod of the nesiyas. That's why Rab Chiya held that he shouldn't come. Just for that inyan, he shouldn't come. L'maisa Rabbeinu HaKodesh brought a raya from Rab Yaakov, and Rab Yaakov brought a raya from a posik b'chi oid lo netzach, ki yirach hachomim yomusu. He says, when one sees a chocham b'shas mise, you also only have one te'elis. You just see the chocham doesn't see you. You see the chocham. And it doesn't seem to say that the chocham has to be bigger than you. There's an inyan, ki yirach hachomim yomusu. That l'maisa was the raya. And he says, so he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "A mekabel pnei chacham ki ilu mekabel pnei shchine." That is a besondere inyan. Not only the chacham, the riyas chacham mitzad atzmoi, but since the shchine is shayra on the chacham, so it doesn't matter if personally I'm bigger than him or he's bigger than me. But Mishas, by every Chochem, there's the Shechina that Shaira Olof. And that, the Emerson, was what the Sume told them. The Sume told them that, Atem hikbaltem ponim hanirim ve'einam royim, tizgu lahakbol ponim horoyim ve'einam nirim, and that's going on Kabbalah Sashchina. So Memele, that's what he got from being Mekabel ponim, this Sume. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Meigra rom labira mikta kamo gedoyla nefila zu ein lecha gavoya uboyer omuk kimishamayim laoretz." And that is the nefila. Tokfe l'Rabbi l'Rabchiye va'ozel Rabbi bad. He held on to him that he didn't. He wanted to go along with him. I would have trusted you, menatani mi brocha zu. Menoloch shekolkach doilak bolas ponim kedekosh kshehiskim Rav Yaakov. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rav Idi avua de Rav Yaakov varidi, have a rogul da va ozo tlose yarchi ba'ulche. It took him 3 months to be hoilach baderech. Vechad yoyme bebeirav. And then he was one day in the Beis Medrash after this 3 month journey. And then he used to walk back home. It took him another 3 months. Rashi explains how Yerogu, Mahalach Shloisha Chadoshim Oye Mi Beisei Le Beis HaMedrich, V'Neiseya Mi Beisei Acher HaPesach, V'Loi Meid Yoim Echod, V'Choyzer Le Beisei Smeches Ishtoi B'Chag HaSukis. And that was a half year's Esek. V'Avikor Lei Rabbonon Bar Beirav D'Chad Yoimet. So the Rabbonim and the Yeshiva, they called them Abba Beirav D'Chad Yoimet. That means Talmud Chochem of one day. A Ben Yeshiva of one day. Cholosh Daite, Seviyat Chalishis Hadas, Kori Anavsheis, Choyklorei Eyueye. That means they're ridiculing me. Omalei Rab Yoichanim B'metusim Inoch Leisanish Lohu Rabbonon. Don't be managed to Rabbonon. Forget we learned yesterday that Achlishis Hadas Achmonon Islam could bring about terrible things. Nofak Rab Yoichanim Lebei Medroshe V'dorash V'oisi Yoim Yoim Yidroishum V'dras Drocha Yechpotsun. So he darshin v'chi b'yoyim darshin oisoy u'balaylo ein darshin oisoy. What is pshat yoyim yoyim yidroishin? Alo loyim aloch kolo isik b'toyra afilu yoyim echot b'shono is mal olav akosov k'ilu osak kol hashone kulo. The Masho explains, he darshin this from the capeful aloshin. Yoim Yoim is kilu lomid kol yoim v'yoim me'ashona. That's, it's like every day of the year. That's the union of the Kefal Alosh. If a person is an onus, he's unable to. So it's mal olav akosuv, kilu osa kol ashona kula. The Masho also says, it says in the posik, vidas drocha yechpotsun. So the drochai, the derech, the hiluch is das yechpotzum. Ma de ozel beuchen nechshav ki das yechpotzum. The whole derech, the whole hiluch is, he's a mavakish das. Even though he was unable to learn anything in these 3 months that he was journeying. Other say pshat, nofek rab yechne lebei medroshe vedorash. That means that this was a drosha that was a dangerous drosha. That means one who understood the oimek of the drosha, that if one is unable to learn, so then it's choshev lemailo, the koloisik b'teir afilu yoimechod is malol of akosiv ke'ilu osa koloshone kula. But if you would darshan this barabim, other people would get a different message. They would get, you only have to learn one day, finished. They wouldn't understand that drosh is only speaking about by someone who is unable to learn the rest of the year. V'chein b'midas paronies, t'chsi b'mispach hayomim asher tartem es ha'oretz, v'chi arboim shono chotu, v'aloi arboim yoim chotu. Therefore there was an einish of 40 years, connected to 40 days. So, Pashti dekro bitmiyu, not a statement the way of the Gemara darshins, that the Kiyira Chachomim Yamuso zvichi oid lo netzach. Na pashtet dekho bitmiyu. Chiyaroshe lo yomus kemoi shachachomim yamuso. It's going on reshoim. Will they live forever? That's pashtet dekho. That's my son Ben Elio says that, how do you learn the drash? I mean, kiyira chachomim yamusu, so he'll be zoiche v'chi oid lo netzach. V'chi oid lo netzach lo yira hashochas. How many people were there b'shas chachomim yamusu when it wasn't v'chi oid lo netzach lo yira hashochas? So he brings down, b'chsame from the Goyin, that there are 7 meduris in Gehenim. And the 7th meduris is Be'er Shachas, and one who goes there remains there, never comes up. So that's the haftoche. that if a person is zoiche, ki yira chachomim yamusu, is vichi oid lo netzach lo yira hashochas, that bechine, to be yoyred leber shochas, and never to be yoyle, that's the haftochet. I mean, he'll still be zoiche to a yichi, some a yichi of tchiyas ameisim, if ki yira chachomim yamusu. We had in the Mishnah, a machloikis, beishame and beishilo, when the Shir Chinuch starts, what the Mishnah says, Ezel Kotten that is Pota Filumi the Rabbonon, Koshen Yochel Lilkoiv Al Kseifov Shel Ovid, Velalis Mirushalayim La Rabbayis Divrei Beishamai. If he cannot ride on the shoulders of his father, so then he's Pota from Chinuch. If he can already ride on the shoulders of the father, so the Rabbonon is a Chiyav Chinuch, as he learned on the father to be Mechanachem. And Beis Hillel say, Kol Sheni Yochel Leches B'yodei Shal Ovi V'lalis Mishchem L'Arabais. The Shir Chinuch is more than that. The Shir Chinuch is that he has to be older. He's able to hold the Father's hand and be Oilem Yerushalayim L'Arabais. Zog to Gemar. Eze Kodem Kol Sheni Yochel Lirkev Al Kseife Shal Ovi. Maskif Lo Rab Zeire Ad Hoche Man Asye. That means like this, that the Mishnah is telling us that if he's smaller than that shear, that the father can't carry him or the father can't hold his hand, from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, so he's potter. So Rabbi Zeira asked, but how did he get to Yerushalayim? It seems to Yerushalayim he got, and now, but there's still no Chiyav Chinuch because he can't go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Let us see Rashi. At hochi man asye ad Yerushalayim mi heviyoi. V'loi mishu yochel is b'chutz me'imoi. If he's old enough that he does not need to say the tipple of the mother, if he's old enough for that, yochel lecha is b'yad oviv. You say, so if he's old enough that he does not need the tipple of the mother, so then there's a chiyav chinuch already. So who brought him to Yerushalayim? He's not old enough for the chinuch of the father. So how did he get to Yerushalayim? The Mishnah is only speaking about the problem is that from Yerushalayim he can get to Har Habayis, but how did he get to Yerushalayim? I mean, still Yerushalayim, since the mother is chayev besimche, that means there's a shear that he's tzorich le'imoy, that he's not, the father cannot be metabu with him, he's the tipple of the mother. So till Yerushalayim, there's a younger stage, that means even though he's not yochel al haksefav shaloviv, he's not yochel leches yodi shaloviv, he's still dependent on the mother, but since the mother is chayu b'simche, so the mother brings him to Yerushalayim. And Rashi, the Mishnah said that there's a chiyav chinuch on the mother also. But after he came to Yerushalayim already, there's still no chiyav chinuch unless im yochel alayis v'leches b'yodei shel oviv Yerushalayim l'arabayis chayiv b'iloi poto. Let us see Rashi, Mechayve besimche, lalois leregel, the mother is chayve besimche, lalois leregel, blismoyech bechag im bailo. Ala simche nitztavu noshim dechsive samachto ato uveisech. Mikan veelech, de ime loy mechayve, lisrois baharabayis. So then, how does the cotton get to Arabayis for the union of Rias Ponim? So that's totally in the shear, either Yirka Val Kseifo or the Yechis Biyad Ovid. Let us see Taisvis, the Machai Ve'ime Besimche, Perish Rashi Beperkama de Gdushin, Kabi Isha Bailo Mesamcho. What is the chiyav b'isha b'ayla mesamcha? What is the baal mesamach? Is b'bovel b'bigdei tzivoinim? Beretz Yisrael b'bigdei pishton. That is the chiyav l'samcha. So Tosfos asks, v'hoche mashme de b'shalmei simcha mayri.
that the chiyuv is lesamcha b'shalmei simcha, because if the whole chiyuv lesamcha is big day pishton, so she doesn't have to be oily Yerushalayim for big day pishton. She can give a big day pishton wherever they live. V'hosem perashti v'chein b'perikam ad reish hashanah. And Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Taisus holds the chiyuv lesamcha taka is b'shalmei simcha. Bisman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, then there's a Chiev of Bidei Tzevoinim. Bisman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, the Chiev Simcha is Take Vishalmei Simcha. The Shaila is, what is Shitas Rashi? The Yalkut Yeshayo brings down a Bala Moir, a Mesechtes, Reish Hashanah. The Bala Moel says as follows. He says, Pshat Na Gemore, that what Abaye said, Isha Baila Mesamcha, Kloima, Shechayvosa Muteles Olov, Lishadlo Bidvorim Ulahaloisa, to be Mishadl, that there's a Chayv that's Mutal, on a husband to be mishadol ha ulaloisa kedei shetisamchena imoy. That means be'emison, there's two inyonim. There's an inyon of bailo misamcha, and that's what Rashi said. Bailo, the chiyuv of lesamcha is he should give her big day pishton, big day tzevoinim. That's his chiyuv of bailo misamcha. But there's another chiyuv. There's a chiyuv that it's mutul on him to be mishadal. That means if she doesn't want to go to the shidam chuyiv to go, but he should be mishadal l'shadlo bedvorim ulahaloiso kedei shetesamchena imoy, that she should be together with him. When by him it's mutul to eat shalmei simcha. But there's a chiyuv, Rashi brings down the pasuk b'samachta ato veisecho, that b'shas your simcha, your wife should be with you. That's not his chiyuv l'samcha. That's his chiyuv simcha, that she should be with him. B'shas, he's eating the shalmei simcha. So that is pshat in the Gemara. So pshat in the Gemara is that, how did she get till there? L'smoyach, the b'mechaiva b'simcha l'alis regal l'smoyach b'chag im b'aylo. Tal simcha nitzav v'noshim. I mean, that's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is, it's mutal on him to see that she should be together with him, but there's no chiyuv on her to say that she should, she's mechuyev to eat shalmei simcha. That is that she wants to bring down. That is Shitas Rashi. Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel Ledivrei Beis Shammai. Rebbe asked the Psakashe in the place of Beis Hillel on Beis Shammai. We hear here a shir, that the shir chinuch is mishe yirkav al kseif of shalovit. If you can write on his father's shoulders. It says in the posik, v'chana loy also, chana was not oiler regel after Shmuel was born, ki omro le'isha ad yigomel hana, let's wait till he'll stop being yoinik, by the oisif, and then I'll bring him. For Shmuel, the Yochel Lil Koyval Kseife Shalovi Favim. Afal Pikain, they didn't bring him. So it's a Kashan Beis Shammai. Let us see Rashi. Ad Yigomel, the Seif Chav Dalet Chodesh, that she said she'll bring Shmuel after 24 Chodosh. Shekein Tinik Yoinik. Umishne Rishoyne, after a year or the first year, whether he can ride on his father's shoulders. So this can be done before 24 months pass. Mishan Rishayno Yochel Lilkev. So Mamela, so that's Akasha and Beis Shammai. Omale Yavuos, his father asked him, so yes, King Akashem Beshame. Ule Taimeich, Tikshelo, Chane, Gufe, Miloi, Mechaive, Besimche. So according to Tosfos, it's Golgot. When the Taka Chiyev Simcha, now you're asking a kasha of the Rabbanu the Chiyev of the Chinuch of Shmuel. So she shouldn't have stayed home with Shmuel. She should have seen that he should have come to Yerushalayim. That of the Chiyev Chinuch. I'll ask you a better kasha. What's with the Chiyev Simcha? Loi mi boy, according to Tosfos, that is mamash achiyev simcha not teach al misumcha. How did she stay home? And according to Rashi, so the Balamoyot HaKa says in Rosh Hashanah, Zichah mistam, her husband Zichah was sheikhaivosim utelasolov, l'shadlo b'dvor mala aloysa, k'deshi samchena ima. So memela, so mistam, he should have, so what's with that chiyev? So it's not a kasha only in Bisham, it's a kasha on Chana. Elo Chana, mifan kuso yiserte chozi bei Bishmu. She saw he was a big mafunik, or maybe it was very shvach. V'chosha bei Bishmu l'chusha diyulcha. So she was afraid that if she would, of the chusha diyulcha, if she would bring up Shmuel. What kind of tour is this? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Mishchanan mishum chul shiduch, mishum hochi chanina mepture da omar choylim umishamshayim pturim minariyim." So Shmuel had a halacha of a choyle, and then choylim mishamshayim apturim minariyim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi Rab Shimon. Cotton chiger ledivrei beishamai. What do you have? A cotton that's a chiger ledivrei beishamai. Besume ledivrei shneim. Or a summa according to Beisilel also. Mahu. That means like this. What is the shaila? The shaila is as follows. According to beishamai, the chi of chinuch is That's how he's mahalach. So the shaila is, so what if he'll be a chigar also? Is there still a chi of chinuch? Because here, the chigar is not an ikov, and his hiluch is al yedei, that would, he's going on his father's shoulders. So the chigar is no meniyah in his oifen of hiluch. Or v'sume ledivrei shneim. The reason that asume is potter to be oiler regel is because he can't go. He has to be mamashmish. He can't make it by himself to go up. But since the hiluch of a cotton is a hiluch of ayudei achizis yodei shalov, that's how he goes. So the sume is not megareya his hiluch. Mal, what is the din? So the Gemara is, hey, chidami. Ileime bechiger sheni yochelis pashit. What kind of a chiger are you speaking about? If you're speaking about a chiger that will never be able to walk normally. Vesume sheni yochelis pateach. We're speaking about a sume that will never be able to see normally. It's hashtag godl potter. So when he'll be a godl, he'll be potter. Cotton me boy. So a cotton is a potter. Let us see Rashi. Hochi goras. Cotton chigel le divrei beishamai vesumo le divrei shneim. Dilo chigel le divrei beisilo loy mi boy lon. A chigel according to beisilo is no shayle. The loy mechan chinulei. Da amrinen ein men gan genel katn shi yachol lech is velalis beraglo bi shalai. Da un ich hab ginne gese wie kum walk up. Am ich ge kent walk up, we zeine yachol. We kent walk up with da gise. Avle bei shaman. Da machai vil gan ge mi shi yachol lirkay. Es katn ge yachol lirkay walk safe shalov. Va sume yachol lech is le bei sil. Mao tzore chinuch oloi. Does he need chinuch or doesn't he need chinuch? So the Gemara asks, what is the shaila? If it's a chige shen yochel is pashet, shen seifel is pashet, eilom is. So what's the shaila? It's cotton me boy. So when he'll be a god, he'll be potter. So only be a cotton should be chai. Aloy ain chinuch cotton. Elo kidei lan higoi shie soruch achem in hogoi luchse yagdo. The whole purpose of chinuch is that he should be mulgul in this anhoge. That when he'll become a godol, he'll be nimshach after this anhoge. So if this, when he'll become a godol, he'll never have this mitzvah because he's a sume or he's a chige. The kivin she's a potel luchse yagdol lomali chinuch. So what, so there's no purpose in chinuch. So that's no shaila. So that's no shaila. Leitzrichen, no, the shaila is as follows. Bechiger sheyochel is pashit. Vesume sheyochel is pateich. Sheyochel is pateich, Sarashi says, koidim sheyagdo. So lemaise, when he'll become a godol, he'll be a baal chiyuvim. And we are accomplishing something with this chinuch. He's becoming a mulgul now in the mitzvah, that later when he'll become a baal chiyuvah, he'll know how to be mulgul in the mitzvah. So memele, so there's a tzeirach of chinuch. So is there a chi of chinuch, yes or no? Amar Abaye, kol heiche, de godl mechai vidaraise, kote nami mechan chinelai vidarabono. If he's in a matzev, that a godl is mechai midaraisa, then there's a chiyuv chinuch midarabono. Kol eich de godl poto midaraisa, is midarabono, and cotton ami poto. But if a godl would be poto midaraisa, so a cotton is also poto midarabono. The chazanish is ma'ire. It is what seems from the Gemara. That the whole chi of chinuch is, if the whole chi of chinuch is only if he's in a matzah, that als godol he'd be mechayev. But that's what Gemara says, since als godol, if he would be in this matzav, never a matal achi of chinuch and a cotton, if the matzav of the cotton is, if he would be a godol, he'd be potter from the mitzvah, so they were never matal on a cotton this mitzvah of chinuch. That's what Abaye answered. So the chazanish is ma'irer. So how do we understand bechlau, the whole chiyuv of chinuch, according to Beishami and Beisilo? We're talking about a cotton. A cotton yochel lirkei v'akseifei shel oviv, so there's a chi of chinuch. No, a godel that cannot walk, there's no chi of chinuch. There's no chi of, there's no din of to be oil a regular cotton that can't walk. So a godel that can't walk, there's no chi of chinuch. So why by a cotton is there a chi of chinuch if it's yochel lirkei v'akseifei shel oviv? But the same thing, oiches beyodi shalovim. If a person can only walk through achizes, so mamele is potter from the mitzvah. So he explains, he says, that is no kasha. He says, a cotton, a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old, that is how he walks. That means we darshan from regolim, he should be able to walk properly. A cotton, a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old, that is Iker Hiluchai. Iker Hiluchai is through Achizai B'yodei Shaloviv, or Rechival Kseifei Shaloviv, that is Iker Hiluchai. So Memele, so he's just like a godel. Just like a godel, he should be able to walk Al Yidei Iker Hiluchai, and that is with his own 2 feet. So by a cotton, the ike hiluch of a cotton is that the chize b'yodishov, that is ike hiluchay. So that is no chesorim. So the Gemara klared a shayla, so since this is ike hiluchay, ayidei ksefei shaloviv, so be'emesin in this hiluch, so sum is not a chesorim. Chigir is not a chesorim. That was the Gemara shayla. He's going ike hiluchay. Bafal Pikein, the Gemara said that no, if Lamais is a Chigar also, so even though in the Oifana Hiluch that he is going, the that what is a chigger is not megareya the hiluch. Afal pikein, since a chigger begadlusoy, there's no din of to be oyla lariya. So my mele a cotton that's a chigger, there's also no din to be oyla lariya. There's no din chinuch. The yochel lilkaim al kseifay shalovi. He's not old enough to walk up with an achize biyodi shalom. Bechiger sheyochel lehispashet mikamei geduloi. So the Gemara said that the shaila is if it'll be mispashet mikamei geduloi before it become a godol. As she also said, Sheyachal is Pateyach Koidim Sheyagd. I think they bring from the Mrei Misode, that means if it'll be Nispashet later, after Gadlusoy, so they never will Mesakan Adin Chinuch, because that's very modern. That means he'll do the mitzvah till he becomes a Godel, and when he becomes a Godel, he'll be Potter, because then he's a Chigger. And 5 years later, he'll become Nispashet. That is Ichabot Mesakan. No, the shaila was Mesakan Adin Chinuch, that Lemaisa, when he'll be a Godel, he'll be doing the mitzvah. He'll be Mispashet Mekami Gedula. Me Amrinin, the Kivin, the Godel Amachayiv Midaraisim, Gabi Kotten Nami Machayiv Bechinuch, the Midi who time Bekotten Elamishum Lachan Chediyedishu Godel. So memele, that means the Torah, the Lashon Tais is kivin, the Chshi is gadol. That's what Tais means. When he'll become a gadol, he'll be mechuyim midarais. So memele, there's a din chinuch that's mutal on him, that he should be malgam himself, look at gadlusoi. The midi time, because elam ishim lechan chedi yedek shu gadol, and he will, when he'll become a gadol, there will be a chiyav mitzvah on him. I do makiven the godel behochi loy mechayev, or a godel in such a matchup, there's no chiev. Gam cotton lights on a cotton, this matchup is also no chiev. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Beishamei oimrim horiyo shtei kesef. We had a machloikis, Beishamei and Beishilu, how much one has to pay for the oilos riyah, and how much one has to pay for the shalmi chagigah. So Bishami said the Riyah, the Oila should be 2 more, and the Shalmi Chagigah has to be 1 more. And Beisilu said Fakert, that the Shlomim has to be 2, Shtei Kesef, and the Oila has to be 1 more. Tana Rabon, Bishami Oimrim Horiyah Shtei Kesef, Vachagigah more Kesef. Why? Why should the Oilas Riyah be more Choshuv than the Shalmi Chagigah? Shahariya oile kule ligavoya. Hashem came with chagige. The chagige is not so choshev because there's achilas adam also. So one svore. So this is a svore that the oile is more choshev. So therefore, one should spend more money for the oile than for the shlom. For oit, and then he brings a mekayer that shlomim is more choshev than oiles. Void matzino ba'atzeres, that oilus are more choshev than shlomim. Void matzino ba'atzeres, we find by shvuas, shariba behem akosu ba'oilus yaisami bishlomim. There's more oilus than shlomim. So we see the chshivis of oilus over shlomim, so therefore, when we're being done, which korban is more choshev, which should one pay more for? So we say one should pay for the oilus riyah more than the shalmi chagig. Let us see Rashi. Motzino ba'atzeres, beparsha shorei kesef, bikraftam al alechem shivas kvosim tamimim, upar ben bokar echot, ve'elim shnayim. In all of these, yiyu oilu l'ashem. V'chsivu shnei chvosim b'nei shona l'zevach shlomim. There should be 2 shlomim, but roiv of the korbanis are the kabonis ayoyim akorban oilus. That's the svore of Bei Shammai. Ubeisilu loimrim horiya mor kesef, that the oila should be a mor, vachagiga shtei kesef. The chagiga, the shlomim, is tumo. Why, where do we see achshivis of shlomim over oila? Shechagiga yeshna lifnei hadibo. that they were makriv shlomim before matan teire, masha enkein beriye, and they weren't makriv oilis before matan teire. What does Rashi say? Yesh na lifnei hadibos. Rashi says koydem matan teire ikrivu shlomim besina. And they were makriv shlomim. So Rashi, yes, that wasn't before Matan Torah. Va'afagav the haikro ksiv be'ele hamishpotim la'acher aseres hadibros. So memele, so it's a mishpotim, it's after Yisra. Yisra was aseres hadibros. So Rashi says, no, that it's written after Yisra. Eba koydem aseres hadibros habe. But Lamaise, it occurred before the Aseres Hadibros. Vei mugdem amurcha b'toire. Vochesanye b'mesecha Shabbos v'perik ha-bekive. Rabbi Yossi oimer by Moshe Rabbeinu b'sheini all over Yorat. He went up to Har Sinai and went down. B'shlishi all over Yorat. B'rvi Yorat b'shub loy olo. B'chamishi bono mizbeach v'ikrib olof kom. B'shishi lohoyo loy p'nai v'achakach b'shabbos nit ha-toire. So what did Beis Hillel say? So Beis Hillel said, so we find before Matan Torah they were makriv shlomim. So we see achshivas of shlomim that even before Matan Torah they were makriv shlomim. Lakam and Porich hosim nami oilabo, they were oilus also. So where do you see achshivas of shlomim over oilus? That the Gemara's going to ask later on Beis Hillel. That's one svara. Va'oid motzinu b'nesiyim sheribo b'makosu b'shlomim yoisem iboilus. By the nesiyim, they were, by the chnukas hamizbeich, they were makriv more shlomim than oilus. He says, he's going to be menagid the svar of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, there's a chshivis of oilus with skulei gavoya. So Beis Hillel says, a chshivis of shlomim, which was for b'kaidem adibo. And then Beis Shammai said, there's a chshivis of oilus because by atzeres, there were makrev more oilus than shlomim. So, Beis Hillel said, the nesim were makrev more shlomim than oilus. So the Gemara asks the Beis Hillel, my time la omri ke Beis Shammai de ka omri riya adife da oila kula le gavoya. Oila is kula le gavoya. So if I count that's achshivis. So he says, adarabe, chagiga adife de ispo shtei achilus. Chagiga is better, de ispo shtei achilus. So dachsach mir, the... And look here, we have to understand what shat chagiga adife. I mean, we find in many places that this is achshivis of the korban, that it's kulei legavoya. So why chagiga adife the ispo shtei achilas? I think the Sfas Emes wants to say that, you're right, in the chshivis of the korban could be an oila is more choshev because kulei legavoya. But the shayla, the shaila, how much money to spend, how big the kolben should be, since there are two achilles, so lemaisa the kolben should be bigger. We have to have for the oichlim and for the mizbeach. So for kel, in chshivas could be, you're right, that kula legavoya is more choshu. But since the korban has to suffice for two achilas, so we need a bigger korban, so you have to spend more money for it. That is the svara of Beis Hillel. I once heard from Rav Palm, he once told over a psa maise, that there was once in a shul, two oichem came. One oirech was a big Talmud Chochem, and the other Eirich was far from a big Talmud Chochem, who was a big eater. So the Shamish was machalik to two Eirichim, so for the Rav he gave the Talmud Chochem, and for someone else, he told him he should go, the eater should go to someone else. So, So the Rav came over to me and says, "Very Machpat, I want that the Eidah should come to me." So the Shamash asked, "Why?" He says, "I'll tell you, if I'd be looking for a Chavus, then the Talmud Chochem would be very good. I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achnosos Oichim. Achnosos Oichim, I'll have a bigger mitzvah with him than what he's going to eat more, so Memele have a bigger mitzvah with him than with the Talmud Chochem." So Kapodim, that's what the Sfas Emes says. If here there's two Achilas, so we need more Bosa. So therefore, more money should be spent for the Shlomim than for the Oila. Udeka Amrit, Neilef Meyatzeres. Now, that's all the Sfor. Udeka Amrit, Neilef Meyatzeres, Donin Kolben Yochid, Mi Kolben Yochid, Vein Donin Kolben Yochid, Mi Kolben Tziba. Here we're speaking about a Kolben Yochid. So Mamela, this we learn out from the Nesiyim. There was also a Kol Ben Yochid. Don't bring a raya from Atzeres that they were Marbe Boilus. That's the Dinin Kol Ben Tzibo. Beishamai, my time aloy omri ki Beisilu. Why didn't the Beishamai say like Beisilu? The Kamrit Chagiga Adife the Yeshna Lifnei Hadibu. What do you say? That Chagig is better, Shlomim is better because it was before Matan Torah. Riyah Nami Yeshna Lifnei Hadibo. There was Eilus also then before Matan Torah. So you can show a Chashivis of Shlomim over Eilus, the Eilus then also. Udeka Amrit Neilif Menesiyim. Your second Svar that we shall learn out from the Kabbalah's Nesiyim, there they were more Shlomim than Eilus. Is donim dava hanoig ledeiris mi dava hanoig ledeiris. Vein donim dava hanoig ledeiris mi dava shenenoig ledeiris. So that means, says this, here we're speaking about the achiv that's noig ledeiris, so therefore you have to learn out from atzeres. You can't learn out from, this is also noig ledeiris, you can't learn out from the anhoge of the Nesiyim, which was a dava hanoig lesho. Let us see Rashi. Nesiyim b'chanukes ha-mezbeach ikrivu shlomim yoyser me'oilus. Nesiyim kolabok al-oila, b'cholabok al-zevach ha-shlomim, and there's more shlomim than oilus. Shtei achilis mezbeach v'odom. Nesiyim kol ben yochit, b'riye v'chagiga kol ben yochit, avul kibsei ha-tzeres kol ben tzibu, so it's a different Indian in Gansan. So basically, hold you can't learn out from Atzeres. So and by Shammai said, you're learning out from Koidem Adibo, Riyah Nami Yeshna Lifne Adibo. The Oila Nami Avos, and there were Oilas also, the Mak of Shlomim and Oilas. So where do you see Achshivas of Shlomim over Oilas? Ah, you want to learn out from the Nesiyim, Midova had Noigle Doiris. Keep say Atzeres is Noigle Doiris, and here it's also the Ri is also Noigle Doiris. So now the Gemara goes back to Beisilu. Beisilu, Maishno Chagiga, the Yeshna Lifnei Hadibu. Now what is the Svar of Beisilu? Beisilu said that there's a Chshivis of Shlomim, because Shlomim was before the Dibu, before Matan Torah. Tersi vayizbehu zvochim shlomim riyanami. The zri also, oilis also have achshivis. Tersi vayalu oilis. So the Gemara answers, so there's achshivis of oilis also before the Dibur. Kasavri beisilu oilo sheikrivu Yisrael ba'midbo. That oilo that they were makriv, oilis tomit havoi. That was the kolbum tomit. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oilis tomit avoy, choyves kol yoyim v'yoyim. That was a choyves kol yoyim, v'loy gamrinim minay. Here we're not learning, this is a choyves hayoyim, that's another gedder. Here we want to learn out, but there was other kabbonis which were not a choyves kol yoyim v'yoyim. Rie and Eilus Rie and Shalme Chagig is not a chayvis kol yoyim v'yoyim. It's a chayvis that comes bisman lizman. So Mamela, you have to learn out from the dvorim avoyim bisman lizman. So we see that Shlomim is more choshev because Shlomim was kaidem adibo. Mashenka, we don't find that the oilers were an oiler which is Bomis Man Laman that was Kaidum Adiba. Ube Shamei Sobri, oiler Shekrivo Yisrael Ba Midbo, oiler Sriyavoy. That wasn't an oiler, that wasn't the oiler that they were makri, was not the Tomit. It was an oiler Sriyah. Let us see what Rashi says. There was also a b'china of Riyah then. So Mamela, so Beishamai held. So the what are you telling me? That there's a chshivis of Shlomim, that they were Koidem Adibo. Oilas were also Koidem Adibo. So Fakel, so they're equal. So therefore, you can't prove from Koidem Adibo that Shlomim are more choshev than Oilas. Let us see Taisvis. Horio shtei kesef. So Taisvis says, umidarabonanu. This whole shear of shavyes that has to be worth a certain amount of money, says adarabonan de kedin. Demidiyaraise ein loy shear le kolben. There's no shear minatoyra how much a kolben has to be worth. Rak la osham meilois. The reshash is lavdavke osham meilois. All the ashamis that are an aisle. So these ashamis have to be the chsiv bay kesef shkolim. There is a shir mefurish by the el ha'osham has to be kesef shkolim. Usnan bekrisus amafrish te shloim la osham. But that's only by an osham, by an aisle. Vohodam rinan bezvochim loye sveikoi chomo mivadoi. The Gemara asks that a korban, an osham toli, that is brought on a sofik chet, why is an osham toli more chomo than a chatos? Lo yesveike chomo mivadoi, ma vadoi chatos bazdanke, av sveikoi osham bardanke. So the Gemara asks, he says, why is it that an Oshem Toli is more chomo than a chatos? About Koponim, the Gemara seems to say there is a shir of a chatos. A danke. Ube Menoches, and we learned in Menoches, Yobi, Keves, Hu, Nesocho, Besela. Lav Davke, Kachoshev. So Taisva says, these shiurim are Lav Davke, that it has to be a danke or a sela. To omrinen beperik beis de krisis yovi keves besela. That doesn't say keves unisochem. So why say it's a lav davke de kishir? Vechein hod omrinen beperik oitziu loy biyume nishkol arbo zuzi v'nishdei binare. The Gemara wanted to say that they had shoifreis and they used to put in money for kani nedove, but the in the kane, if there were kanim that had to be bought letzera chayve, they didn't put into the shayfres because maybe someone will put in money for kanim that'll be a chatos and then he's going to die and there'll be a chatos shemeso baleo, so you won't be able to use the whole money. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Nishkel arba zuzi v'nishdi benare. We'll take out all the zuzi, we'll throw it in the nar. So it seems there is a shir of achata. So the Gemara says, lav davke, dlei boi kulei hai, ipek beiz de menoche, spirashti. So bekitzer, the Gemara says, so al koponim minatere, there's only a shir by an el ha'oshom. And the shiurim here, by other kabbalists, there's b'chlau no shir. And the shiurim are shiuri de rabbonim. Horiye, and the Shalmi Chagige. Yeshna lifnei hadibo. So, Beis Hillel said that the Shlomim were lifnei hadibo. Besvirolei, oilas tomit havoi kedekoma besomach. That means that the Gemara asks on Beis Hillel the oilas also. That was the oilas tomit, and you kill her now from the oilas tomit. Kol ben yochid, you learn out kol ben yochid from kol ben yochid. Kigayin chagige, that's a kol ben yochid. That was the taina of Beis Hillel. You don't learn out from Atzeres, which is a kol ben tzibur. ובפרק היי די יומה דקורי לי קורבן ציבו, דחגיגס קורד הקורבן ציבו, היינו גבי פסח שני. That means in יסוד it's not a קורבן ציבו, but in differentiating between a פסח שני and a חגיגה, so then the חגיגה is called a קורבן ציבו. כדקומה הוסם חגיגה מייטיימה מקראיה קורבן ציבו. Why do you call a חגיגה קורבן ציבו? The אוסיה בחנופיה, because it's brought with a rabbi. A lot of people bring it, so that's why it is called a קורבן ציבו. פסח נמי אוסיה בחנופיה. So Pesach should also be called a Kolben Tzibur. So the Gemara answers, Ike Pesach Sheini Dloi Osa Bechnufye. Pesach Sheini is not about Bechnufye, so Legabi this Nekuda Achagiga is called a Kolben Tzibur because it's about Bechnufye. But in Yesod it's a Kolben Yochid. Don in Dovo Hanoyeg Ledoiris. Beishamai said, You don't learn out from the Nesiyim, because the Nesiyim was a dover that was noig l'sho. You learn out from a tzeres, that's a dover had noig l'doiris. Leiboy le'meima donim yontiv miyontiv l'cheir to be another svore. You could differentiate between the Nesiyim and a tzeres. A tzeres is a kolben yontiv. The Chagigin Riyah are a Kolben Yontif, and the Nesiyim is a Kolben Choyl. Leiboy lemeima donim yontif mi yontif lafuki Nesiyim de Choylave. Leimitzino le haicheluke bishum moke. We don't find that should be a criteria, that there should be a difference. It's a Kolben that's Bobo Choyl, this is Bobo Yontif. We don't find such a chiluk. That's why the Gemara doesn't mention this. So what does Beis Shammai say? So Beis Shammai says, we do not learn out from the Nesiyim, because Nesiyim was a Dover Hanoyig L'sho. You don't learn out a Dover Hanoyig L'deiris mi a Dover Hanoyig L'sho. So Taisi says, V'afal gav delakamon perik chayma bekoydish yalfinun tziruv kaf achas hakosuv osa kol ma shebekaf achas. That means like this, that there's a chiddish. By Kabbalah's Tumeh, the din is as follows. That means, let's say you would have, a lot of particles of food in a plate. And a sheretz will touch one of them. Let's say a sheretz is an avatumeh, so the first particle will become a rishon letumeh, and if you can go to a sheni, the one that it's touching will be a sheni, and a shlishi if you have kachim, and it should be finished, and you can't go further till a revi, all the particles wouldn't become tummy. But the Gemara learns out from the Nesiyim, it says kaf achas hakosuv osa kol mashe bekaf achas. We learn out from there that everything that finds itself in the kaf is considered one unit. So if a sheretz will touch one particle in the kav, so everything becomes a rishon letumeh. So we learn this out in Perek Chayim Bekodesh. Where does it say this kav achas? This kav achas says by the Nesiyim. So lechayre beshamai says over here, ein lemeidim doiris misho. That was the maisa that happened lesho. Leipachinen doiris misho leyalfinan. So Taisvi says, Tuterutz. One Teret Taisvi says, the Hosam Kimen de Lekele Milfi Midoires Yalfina Le Shape Misha. Beis Shammai only said, if I have a preference, I can learn out Midoires or Misha. That means, should I learn out from Atzeres, or should I learn out from the Nesiyim? So, Faker, Doires Misha Lo Yalfina, if you can learn out from Doires. If there's a limud from Dairis, if I count a limud from Dairis, and I'm clearing which limud is more choshev, so Dairis misha lo yalfinan. But if there's no limud of Dairis that says fakir, then you could learn out from Shor. Inami shani hosom, the toni beikro treiser zimni. This was repeated 12 times. So this is a gilui. This is a gilui that was meant to, we should learn out from it. Kedem rinen beperikame de menoches, בפרק הקוימץ רבי, גבי כלי הלך מקדש הלך, ויאלב שמול דוירס מישו, תתוני בקרות רייסר זימני. So it seems that that alone is a סיבה, that alone is a sibe to, that's how you could learn out the Tony Beikro Treise Zimni. So the Mephoshim speak out, but Taisvis, the first Teretz is also a true Teretz, because if there's a Maila of Tony Bei Treise Zimni, so let's learn out from the Nesiim. The Nesiim is also, the Nesiim is Tony Bei Treise Zimni. How does Taisus Farem for Kaf Achas? Taisus, he can learn out Kaf Achas because it was mentioned 12 times. So the Kobonis of the Nesiim were mentioned 12 times. So if that makes it equivalent, to Deirais, so we're back. So why didn't Bei Shami learn out from the Nesiim? So Taisus in the first Teretz of Zichamayde, that means if I have an opportunity to learn out Doiris mi Doiris or Doiris mi Shah, Safilu the Shah was mentioned Ribui Pa'amim, you still learn out Doiris mi Doiris. That's the Svara of Bei Shammai. Now Taisus asks now, but we see we do learn out from Shah. So Taisvis said, and that is two terutzim in Taisvis. Either you learn out Misho if there's no Deiris whatsoever, or you only learn out from Shah if there's a Giloy, the Tony Bay, Treise Zimni.